T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the time of the year, Perloff, where the front office general managers in the NFL really shine. So to get the thoughts of what these teams are going through right now, with Lamar Jackson now on the non-exclusive franchise tag and Aaron Rodgers meeting with the Jets, we want to welcome in a pro, someone who is the NFL Executive of the Year in 2008 and 2010, former general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, before that with the Patriots. Now he's the CEO of Sumer Sports, and that's Thomas Dimitroff. Thomas, haven't seen you since the Super Bowl. Thanks so much for doing this.
Maggie and Perloff, I appreciate you guys having me. I'm in Aspen right now, gliding around, not thinking about how heavy this is weighing on GM's mind.
I mean, good to be Thomas Dimitroff today. Not bad. I love it.
Yeah,
Aspen.
By the way, when you were employed, when you were with the Falcons, you did not get to ski this week, I'm imagining.
Normally not. You know, I played around 3 different times with franchise tags, very different ways, of course, approaching with a punter, with a corner, and with a defensive tackle, all very, very different.
Yeah, a little bit different than the franchise quarterback. So let's start there. You know, because we are never privy to these kind of things, Thomas, for our audience and for us, what happens now? So the non-exclusive tag gets put on Lamar. You know, teams can start, I guess, reaching out next week. Is there a deadline for when teams have to put their final offers in? And, what, like, take us through the nitty-gritty here.
Well, I mean, they have until, what is it, July 15th, I believe the date is. I mean, it starts mid-next week, as you know, and all the offers start coming in. You know, to me, the fact that no player in the NFL was signed to an exclusive tender is a really, really big thing in my mind. And this is complicated with Lamar, as you can imagine. You can only imagine Eric DaCosta and company have a lot on their plate right now. You know, they obviously value a guy like Lamar a great deal. But there's a difference between $32.4 million and, what, $45, I believe. And it takes a lot of thinking, because very easily a team can come along and offer. Now, again, if a team wants to sign Lamar, they owe the Ravens 2 first-round picks, which is a very complicated decision to make for a team.
Thomas, does a team have to talk to Lamar Jackson to make an offer? Anybody can make an offer, right, in this franchise tag system. They don't have to reach some sort of tentative agreement or understanding. They can just put out a number, right?
They can offer, submit an offer sheet, exactly.
So what's basically, there's been a lot of reporting came out yesterday that so-and-so teams weren't interested. We didn't hear any team say they were interested. Is that not surprising to you? If, say, you were interested in Lamar Jackson, would you let it leak to the press, or would you want to keep it quiet and keep your cards close to the vest?
I would like to keep them close to the vest. To me, it's very interesting. I know there's been a lot out there, you know, bantered about when we start talking about, you know, that really hot topic of collusion, which is a whole other deal. I think the reality is a lot of these teams that have shown that they're not interested, and one happens to be my former team, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, potentially $230 million guarantee. That's huge when you start thinking about Deshaun Watson. You start thinking about Lamar, who Lamar has obviously won an MVP, right? He's an MVP caliber quarterback. But there are other elements out there that people start thinking about, right? How long, you know, what's the longevity of his career? Are people seriously concerned about where he is from an injury standpoint? Believe me, both you all, that, you know, when you look at this guy does not have an agent. That is a very, very complicated element that we could probably talk about. And it's tough to deal with someone in that mode as a general manager, as an organization.
Can you flesh that out for us? Thomas Dimitroff is a two-time NFL Executive of the Year with the Atlanta Falcons. What makes it so hard that he doesn't have an agent?
Well, I think you can look at it on a number of levels. For him right now, and you can read about this and think about if he were to have an agent right now, I think personally it would benefit him at a number of levels, right? Not only their interaction with the media, of course, interaction with other teams. If you have good relationships with agents, sometimes, as much as we don't like to admit this, an agent has a really good relationship with two or three other general managers out in the league, and they can help put out some smoke screens that there are people interested there. It rises up the whole, back and forth about who's truly interested in a player. So to me, it can really benefit him. On the other side of dealing with a player that doesn't have an agent, there are just, trying to get to the nitty gritty of a deal, not only now, but when you sign someone or you agree to someone's contract, you know that the renegotiation element is going to enter or rear its head in the next two or three years. And you're hoping that you're going to be with a player and an agent who are of sound mind so that you can continue to parlay this into further contracts.
So, Thomas, ultimately, what do you think the number is going to be for Lamar? Do you think he gets the $230 million that Deshaun Watson got?
I think there's going to be a team out there that is, seriously ripe on pulling that trigger. I'm sure that someone is going to step up here in the near future and say, look, let's see how this plays out. And I do believe that, yes, to answer your question.
Okay. One last one about the whole collusion thing, because you're right, that has been out there. Like, I don't think, and Perloff, I think we can speak for both of us, that we don't think that guys are meeting in a smoke-filled room with cigars and drinking cognac and being like, all right, nobody signed Lamar Jackson. Like, I don't think that's what's going on. But, Thomas, don't you think that, and Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, even came out and said it, the owners were not happy with the Browns giving Deshaun Watson that amount of guaranteed money. I think, you could argue that the owners want to send a message like that's not going to be the standard. That's going to be an outlier.
Well, first thing I want to say, yes, there are smoke-filled rooms, and there are a lot of cognac, not only with owners but GMs as well. They're not necessarily talking about the contract that way. The one thing I do agree with what you said for sure, amongst a number of things, is the fact that, the any time in the NFL there's something that complicates the lives of a general manager and the ultimate lives of the owners, and like I've said before, I think even on your, on your show at the Super Bowl, I mean, it is their train set, and no one likes to be kind of misaligned and sort of inhibited by however they're putting together their world. So I'm sure it's a pain in their butt, to be honest with you, at a lot of levels. I don't look at it necessarily as collusion. I look at it as the reality. Everyone wants there to be smooth flowing in their worlds, and everyone does think the next time they're facing, whether it's a quarterback or anyone in the league, they're hoping, again, that things run smoothly for them to get their deal signed.
Thomas, do you think some of the other quarterbacks who could be on the market soon or might be negotiating could surpass $230 million guaranteed? I'm thinking of Joe Burrow, maybe Jalen Hurts, maybe Justin Herbert. Is that number seems so big now. Is it possible that we pass that as soon as this offseason?
God, it seems so big, doesn't it? And I would say I could see it happening. I mentioned before when we signed Matt Ryan, one of your Philly people, right? When we signed him and we signed him to $30 million a year, the world was turned upside down. And once again, I was a pariah following up from the Julio Jones trade. But I had always mentioned to all of our local media in Atlanta, within 2 months, it's just going to fly by where Matt Ryan was. And I believe the same. It's unbelievable where the money is nowadays, and I do believe these quarterbacks are on the rise, and we're going to step back and be amazed at where the numbers are going.
Thomas Dimitroff is a two-time NFL Executive of the Year. He's now the CEO of Sumer Sports, trying to help teams build the perfect roster. Just a couple more for you, Thomas, and appreciate you taking time for us today. So if you were the Jets, you fly to California, you're meeting with Aaron Rodgers. Like, what are you saying to him? What do you think they have to sell him on to join their franchise?
Well, I think the big thing is, selling him on a new location, of course, right? He's been up and down, with the Packers. And obviously, I think personally, he's one of the very best out there who have played that position. But I feel like it's, you know, his personality is you know, it's running thin, so to speak, with that world there in Green Bay. And I think the city open-minded element of New York. And I think, you know, Joe Douglas is a really good football man. I think Joe's going to get in there and talk about the organization, going to talk about the offensive line they have there and the ability to continue to grow. And I really do. I just continue to press to say, hey, you have three potentially more years to win a Super Bowl, and what a great place to win in New York. That's what I would do.
I would say to Maggie Thomas, and I think you'll agree with this, I've met Joe Douglas a number of times and Robert Saleh. I haven't met Woody Johnson, but it seems like those guys would be fun to sit in a room with and could kind of convince Aaron Rodgers.
You said they would be the most charming coach, general manager duo in the NFL.
I think Saleh and Douglas is a dream team as far as hanging out in a room with. They just seem like fun to me. I don't know them nearly as well as you, but they're pretty good, you have to admit.
Fun guys, of course, very, very good football men that will speak, look you in the eye and talk to you. I mean, Joe Douglas is, you know, trusted as, you know, very, very well in the league. Robert as well, the way that he approaches his players. So you have a situation that you're kicking it off and you're no longer sort of at loggerheads with your coach, right? You're at another spot. It's fresh. It's new. I mean, look what happened in Los Angeles. Get an opportunity to potentially put a ring. At least that's how you sell it to a guy like Aaron. And again, Aaron still has it in the tank, I believe. It was just to me, it was a really tough year last year.
Last one for you, Thomas. We'll let you get back to the slopes. What do you think is the most important thing that we should keep in mind, fans should keep in mind during this time of year, which is free agency is starting next week and then you're getting ready for the draft? What should we know? What do you wish that fans knew from your seat?
Well, look, I think the reality is the most feasible way to approach building a team, of course, we say it time and again in and outside of our organization, it's build through the draft and supplement with free agency. I know that sounds simple. The reality is it is the best way to do it. However, my good friend Les Snead, who's the Maverick GM, and I was just with Kevin Demoff at Sloan at the analytics conference, we talked about that at length. You get a situation nowadays where if you go into free agency and you're acquiring through free agency, there's an element of knowing what you're getting, right? That is, it's a little more complicated when someone's sitting there at the first pick overall, like the Bears, and they're trying to trade back, and potentially the Colts jump up and take the first pick. They're not sure what that first quarterback is going to do, right? So I think there's some assurance in free agency. You kind of know what you're getting. You hope you do anyway. And I think that's a little bit of a sure thing. Work both free agency and the draft together, and I think you can be a very good team-building organization.
Who is the smartest person at Sloan that you talk to?
you know, it's amazing. They're watching people there and watching Michael Lewis talk about Moneyball 20 years later. And, you know, the group, there were just so many intelligent people there. For us to go in there with Sumer Sports, it allowed us to spin around with some really, really smart people. And we were looking to hire there as well, as you can imagine.
There you go. Thomas, thanks so much for doing this. Hope to talk to you again soon. We always appreciate your expertise. You've been in the room. You've done the deals. And this is great for us. Thank you.
Can't wait to talk on the other side. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Stay safe on the slopes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.